Well, time now to get through to our business editor, Giles Beckford, for Ngā Kōrero, Kai Pākehi, the business news. Kia ora, good morning, Giles. What is happening on the markets this morning?
Good morning to Ingrid. It's positive on Wall Street, although investors really just waiting for the key inflation numbers that will be out in a day or two. And note, Donald Trump's just floated Trump Media and Technology, second day on the exchange. Another strong rise, up 18%. So they're doing quite well for the time being, at least. At the moment, the Dow Jones average is up 0.7%, the S&P 500 up 0.3%, and the NASDAQ is just marginally up. Our own top 50 index had a modest dip, falling 21 points, 0.2%. It's perched just above that 12,000 level. And the New Zealand dollar spot on 60 US cents and 91.9 Australian.
And what's coming up in your main bulletin?
Well, we've had a chat with the governor of the Reserve Bank, a little unusual, but he says the inflation fight is being won around the world as well as in New Zealand. The timing of central bank interest rate cuts, though, is getting closer. That budget policy statement that was out yesterday leaves no doubt a big slide in government finances, a weaker economy. We ask what compromises will be needed to get tax cuts and the changing price dynamics of the housing market.